Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We want to thank God for His tremendous works in our midst, for the various testimonies since we started talking about supernatural increase. Psalm 50, verse 5. Let's start from there this morning. Psalm 50, verse 5. Can we all read together? Is it on the screen yet? Okay, let's go. Gather my sins. Let's go. Unto me, a covenant with me. I remember when we were growing up, one of our favorite songs was, Unto the Lord shall the gathering of his people be. If you don't know that song, you are Gen Z. Okay, but the Lord is saying we should gather his people unto him. But there is a qualifier there. Gather my saints together unto me. Who are you here for? Why are you here? You know, because of our religiosity, sometimes we come to church because we have nothing doing at home. But God is not calling people to gather unto him alone. He's calling a specific set of people to gather unto him. And that second part said, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. So in every church are those that gather unto God by sacrifice, and those that gather unto God by gifts, and those that gather unto God with nothing. But specifically for this service, and what I'm going to be talking about today, God is asking us to gather unto him those who have made covenants with him by sacrifice. Let's take 2 Corinthians 8, 1 to 5. 2 Corinthians 8, 1 to 5. We want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. One of the things I hear nowadays, I celebrate grace. The man get grace. Honor grace. What do we say again? Give unto grace. But God is saying, concerning the church in Macedonia, there is a kind of grace upon them. He said, for in severe tests of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty, look at it. They had a test of affliction. In that test of affliction, there was an abundance of joy. And they were extremely poor. But in the extremity of their poverty, it overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. I keep telling you, nobody has an excuse not to give to another. Nobody has an excuse not to give to God. The poorest person has somebody poorer than him. There is somebody who can help. The problem is the mentality of a man with one talent. I only have one. I can't do anything with it. I only have one. I can't help anybody with it. And people are helping others and moving up. And we are almost at the same level. I always pity people with poverty mentality. When you think you don't have and you can't give, you can't leave the level that you are. Learn from the Macedonia church. That's a lesson for us today. Affliction. Extreme poverty. Let's continue. Verse 3. For they gave, let's read together. For they gave according to their means. Listen. They gave according to their means. They gave according to what they have. Remember, they were poor people. God did not ask them to give what they did not have. They were poor. They gave according to their means. And let's continue. I can testify. And then what? And beyond their means, they gave within their means, and the stretch also of their, I love this. Look at the last part. He said, of their own. So nobody came to church and said, hey, if you want to make heaven, give 100,000. Nobody cajoled them to give. They gave of their own accord. They gave of their own prompting. Well, I was in Lagos 2-3 weeks ago, and I met a friend at the airport after like 20 years. And we were talking, and she asked me, we started talking about television programs, and she asked me if I watch those programs about judges on television. Has anybody watched those DSTV shows, judges? And she told me about a program that a man took a pastor to court on that television program. And what was the issue? The pastor had a special program and invited a man of God to preach. And the man of God, while preaching, said, if you want the Lord to do a certain thing for you, I can't remember what the exact thing was, in the next 24 hours or maybe 1 week, God is going to do it for you. If you want that, please come and give a certain amount. Mention the amount. And the lady came and gave that certain amount. And after, is it 24 hours? Or I didn't watch the show, so I'm just trying to recollect what she told me. After that certain time, the thing did not happen to the woman. So the woman went to the pastor and said, the promise where you give me say go happen. I don't give. The thing will happen. So where my money? So the pastor said, I was not the one that asked you for the thing. The invited man of God that have gone. He has carried the money. He has gone. I don't have anything to give you. So the woman went to carry thugs and came to harass the pastor. The rest is, I know you people, you like stories. Just calm down. She did not give of her own accord. The church in Macedonia, in their poverty, in their affliction, it did not stop them from giving to the Lord. They gave of their own accord to the Lord. Verse 4. Let's continue. Verse 4. Look at what they were doing. So Paul knew that they were so poor. He said, stop giving, please. I know what you are going through. Stop giving. What did they say? They said, they begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of the saints. So they saw giving to the things of God as a favor to them. I don't blame Nigerians nowadays. You go on the internet, there are many things you see. Sometimes I read some things on social media. I'm ashamed of myself as a pastor. You read many things. You read many stories. You see many things. Recently, a friend of mine sent a picture to me about a prophetess that wants to do healing for a man and asked the man to be sucking the breast. And in front of everybody, the man was sucking the breast of a prophetess in front of a church. So nowadays, it's difficult to introduce ourselves as pastors. Because if you have watched that video and you meet me and I say, my name is Pastor so and so and so, what comes to your mind is sucking of something in church. So now, so we have people like Daddy Freeze rising up, saying different kind of things, because among us are people that have arisen and taken things to the extreme. But this church understood that giving is favor to us. And they beg and beg and beg. In the midst of their poverty, they were begging, let me give. You know, I've always told you, don't be in a group anywhere that when they are contributing anything, you don't give anything. It is your wahala. If they say everybody must give 30,000, you can't give 30,000. Don't bother. Is it 500 naira you can give? Give your 500 naira. Let them abuse you. Let them insult you. You have given something. Let that be in a group where you don't give anything. Your community group, your neighborhood group. I have been in neighborhood where security fees, people have very big houses. Security fee is 3,000. Some are owing 1 year, but they are changing cars. That's the caliber of people we have in this country. But the Macedonia church, in the midst of their affliction, in the midst of their poverty, they gave within their means, they gave beyond their means, they were now also begging and say, don't say we are poor. You know, sometimes you don't know the secret. You want to do something in church. Somebody comes and say, let nobody bother. I will do it all. Don't allow that. Your own, if it will be jara, let it be jara. Don't let one single person collect all the blessing that God has earmarked for the church. Now those days when I did grow up, that's when we did not know. We will now all stand up. Because it is not costing us anything. Somebody has met the need. Somebody will collect the blessings alone also. Are we still in church here? Begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of the saints. Let's go. And this, look at this again. Not as we expected. What kind of a church is this? Maybe we should change our name of our church to Macedonia Chapel. But they gave what? They gave themselves first to the Lord, and then by the will of God, to us. Accordingly, we urge Titus that as he has started, so he should complete among you this act of grace. Verse 7, I want the whole church to read together. But you, I didn't hear you say, but you, but as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all earnestness, and in our love for you, see that you do what? That you excel in this act of grace, also excel in the act of grace of the Macedonians, also excel in faith, excel in speech, in confession, excel in your knowledge, excel in your earnestness, in your commitment, in your dedication, and excel in this grace. Also, help me tell somebody, excel in generosity. This morning, I want to talk to you about sacrifice, the key to an increase. And God said, gather unto me those that have made covenant with me by sacrifice. And then God has given us a picture of a church that is sacrificial. A church that was sacrificial. What is sacrifice? Sacrifice is the offering of material possession or lives of animals or humans to a deity as a means of propitiation or worship. I read a Christian American missionary to India that met a woman with two children. One was lame and could not walk, and one was healthy. He met the woman going to the river, and he said to the woman, what are you going to say? I'm going to the river to do what? He said, to offer a sacrifice to my God. He said, later, when he was coming back, he met the woman coming back. The woman was coming back with a lame child alone. He asked the woman, where is the other child? He said, I have sacrificed him to my God. You have a lame child. You did not give him to your God. He's the one that everything was all right with him, that he gave to his gods. What are you giving to your God as a sacrifice? You know, many times we give God tips. You know what a tip is? I've always prayed that God will deliver everybody from rumbling and crumbling before offering. I hope so you understand it when I talk. When offering time, your hand go there. And then what do? You rumble and crumble. And let it in up. Help me tell somebody, will not deliver from rumbling and crumbling before offering. In the name of Jesus. You are laughing. You are a rumbler and a crumbler. To sacrifice is to surrender or give up. To destroy, surrender, or suffer to be lost for the sake of obtaining something. And so when we are sacrificing, we are giving up something good, valuable. But at the back of our mind, we want to obtain something. So at the end of the day, everyone that sacrifices has not lost anything. The person gains at the end of the day. A sacrifice is not a loss. A sacrifice is a present loss for a future gain. Sacrifice is giving up something special, something valuable, something precious, needed by us in consideration of others. So it's valuable to me. It's special to me. I need it, but I give it to others. Listen to me. I've discovered nowadays that many of us in our generation, we want Christianity without sacrifice. Heaven without holiness. Worldliness without consequences. You know they work like that, sir. You know they work like that, sir. You know they work like that, sir. We want worship without sacrifice. In fact, Mahatma Gandhi, you can Google it. Mahatma Gandhi said something. He said, 7 modern deadly sins. And let me read what he said for you. The modern deadly sin. He said, wealth without work. Pleasure without conscience. Science without humanity. Knowledge without character. Politics without principle. Remember Nigeria. Convenience without morality. And the final one he said is worship without sacrifice. Let me take the first and the last. Mahatma Gandhi is saying, it's a sin when you have wealth without work. He's saying, it's a sin when you worship without sacrifice. God sacrificed Jesus. For God so loved the world that he did what? That he gave his only begotten son. That is why one of the part of a scripture, I won't want to say civil rights, but it touches me somehow, was when God was trying to ask Abraham to go and sacrifice. What did he say? Abraham, take your son, your only son. That is what we call, he rubbed it in. That one, that only thing that you have. God gave. God asked for sacrifice. David brought a sacrifice. His destiny changed. Solomon brought a sacrifice. God gave him everything. Elijah brought a sacrifice. The heavens opened. Jesus gave himself as the ultimate sacrifice. The Christianity that costs you nothing will deliver nothing to your hands. It must cost you. It is only our generation that do not want to walk and you ask for grace to succeed beyond a person working hard. Mba. You know they work like that. Listen. Now, both of us are born again. Both of us have grace. What would differentiate us? Both of us are applying for the same job. What would differentiate us? Our creativity, our innovation, our hard work, our smartness. Let's not use grace as an excuse for not doing the right thing at the right time. We don't want to do anything, but we want grace. You have an anointing to sing. You don't practice. No voice training. No practice. No nothing. And you want the heavens to open. It will not go open. David said, play skillfully to the Lord. There's a place for skill. There's a race for grace. And skills comes by sacrifice. Are you seeing, church? Hello, are you seeing, church? I have more than a son. Today, I brought myself. I am
your sacrifice.
Pause it there, because my time. Romans 12, 1. I beseech you, brethren. Romans 12, 1. Sir, help me. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living. You are the Lord. You are the one that the Lord wants. It is you. It is you. It is you. It's your heart. The Lord wants your heart before your hands. He wants you before what you have. He knows fully well that if he has you, he has everything that you have. Receive this living sacrifice.
I am your worship.
Pause. I beg, look at yourself up and down. If they give you, you, will you take it? Look yourself. Top to bottom. Top to bottom. No be APCO. Top to bottom. Look yourself. Top to bottom. If they give you, you as a sacrifice, will you take it? You are the sacrifice. You are the man. You are the worship that the Lord desires. Please go with me. Listen to me. There are instances in scriptures where God asks for sacrifice. He told Abraham, offer me this. If you read the book of Leviticus and Numbers, Deuteronomy, you will see, if you have done this, bring that sacrifice, bring. So God asks for sacrifice. Command us to sacrifice. Did you remember the story of Elijah and the widow? When the widow had nothing. I read it 2 weeks ago when I was here. And Elijah told the widow, go and cook bread. Go and make the bread. And give me first. The prophet demanded a sacrifice. At a time that if you are a Nigerian and you demand that kind of sacrifice from anybody as a pastor, they will drag you die. They will drag you past, I better might pass my neighbor generator. The man, the woman doesn't have anything, and you can imagine that year prophet, fake prophet called Elijah, he asked the woman to bring that thing first. That is why the Christianity is not yielding for many of you again. We thank you, Jesus. Solomon, in 1 Kings 3, offered sacrifice himself of his own accord. And Romans 12, 1 that we read, Paul encouraged them to give sacrifice. So listen to me. God requests for it. Sometimes when the message is going on, the Lord will be dropping your hand and do something. Number 3 is sometimes you initiate it yourself. Listen to me. Don't waste time. Sacrifice. Your next level depends on it. Don't waste time. Your next level depends on it. Tell somebody, don't waste time. Say, your next level depends on it. I can't tell another person, don't waste time. Say, your next level depends on it. Now, before I go to some sense, look, listen to me. If it is sacrifice, it must cost you something. If it is sacrifice, it will place genuine cost in your life. If it is sacrifice, it will stretch you. Listen to me attentively. Sacrifice is in the cost. Not in the volume, not in the amount, not in the value. Should I repeat myself? The sacrifice, it is called the sacrifice because of the cost, not the volume, not the amount, not the value. If everything I have in my account is 500 naira and I give 500 naira, to many people in church, I have given almost nothing. If what I have in my account is 1 million naira and I give 100,000 naira, if it was a bazaar or you were by the altar and people are giving, and you want to give honor by what people gave, the man that gave 100,000, everybody will look at him and say, this man has done well. He has done better than the woman that brought 500. It is lack of knowledge. The one that brought 500 brought everything she had left. The one that brought 100,000 has now 100,000 left. It is not in the volume, it is in the cost. Are you here in church? A man can give 1 billion and it is not sacrifice. A man can give 1 naira and it is sacrifice. It is in the cost and not in the volume. When last, see, everyone that has given a sacrifice before can never forget it. Never, 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 never. Anything you give that costs you, you will remember the time. Remember the day. Remember one of my mentors, we were talking one day and she told me how they started their business. And they were at a program. And Archbishop Dawoza said people should give a 1 million naira. And that was the money they wanted to start the business with. But the Lord told her that go and give it. So she carried it. He wrote the check. She said, Biodu, when you see people dancing during some kind of offering, it has not cost them. If it costs them, you will see them crying. He said, I heard the check. Say, as I was coming, I was crying. As I was coming, I was crying. As I was coming. He said, when I got there to drop it, it was as if I was dragging the check with God. You know, Bugar and all those things. You feel give with those dance because nothing touch your pocket. If it touch you, when she was talking to me, it was 2005. You know what she told me? She said, now, if we make a profit of 200 million, it is nothing to me, us as a family. Again. Many don't know the cost. Plenty people have paid. They are only asking for their grace. The grace came from the cost. What cost are you willing to pay for your next level? It must cost you. If it is sacrifice, it will be inconvenient. If it is sacrifice, it will be unforgettable. Can I quickly tell you the difference between gift and sacrifice? A gift will maintain your level. A sacrifice will advance you from your level. When we offer things to God and it's a gift, we cannot go down, but we maintain that level. If you want to move to another level, you make a sacrifice. I've had people say, Pastor, I've done everything. I have prayed, and nothing's not happened. I just look at them. Sometimes, knowing who they are, I don't want to tell them, try sacrifice, because they feel Pastor wants money. But God will help you. You must understand the place of sacrifice in the things of God. Are we seeing, church? So a gift will maintain, a sacrifice will advance. A gift is painless, a sacrifice is painful. A gift touches the earth, a sacrifice will touch heaven. A gift is a gentle offering, a sacrifice is a violent offering. A gift will lead you to arithmetic progression. A sacrifice will lead you to geometric progression. A gift may settle a small problem, but a sacrifice is needed to deal with a chronic problem. Every sacrifice is a gift. Every gift is not a sacrifice. I'm not here teaching offering. I'm here telling you to sacrifice. What's the difference between a vow and a sacrifice? A sacrifice is in the present. A vow is for the future. A vow is saying, God, if you do this, I will do that. A sacrifice is saying, I will do this, you will do that. A sacrifice is superior to a vow. What's the relationship between a sacrifice and death? John 12:24. You must understand John 12:24. If you are sacrificial, John 12:24. Can we all read together? One to go. Let's go. Truly, I say, Let's go back. I can't hear your voice. Is it because you are talking about sacrifice? Let's go. Let me hear your voice. One to go. Truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it does what? It remains alone. But if it dies, it bears alone. If you have given it, if it has not left your hand, if you have not died with it, it can't release for you. You give. You know, say, you see those four pillars for church? If not be me, those pillars, they know if you do them. Then try for church, they know if you do. Now, when I enter that, I give them money to do. It has not died. The crane is in your hand. It must die. A sacrifice must be useless to you after you have given it. I have had many people that give, and they use giving to manipulate the church. It does not die. It cannot yield anything. It must die in your hands. Except the grain dies, it abides on its own and it can yield nothing. It remains alone. It can yield nothing. But if it dies, it will be a fruit. Father, I have given. Pastor, I have been sacrificial. Yes, your sacrifice did not die. It did not die. It is still living. By your stories, it is still living. By your complaints, it is still living. By your boasting, it is still living. By your arrogance, everybody knew how much you gave. Everybody knew. It has not died. It is living. If it does not die, it can yield nothing for you. Please, can I beg you? For your sacrifice to be acceptable, it must come from your heart. For your sacrifice to be acceptable, it must be given willingly. For your sacrifice to be acceptable. Are you saying, church? Help me tell somebody, for your sacrifice to be acceptable, it must come from your heart. Say, no eye service. Say, tell the person, say, for your sacrifice to be accepted. Say, it must be offered willingly. Not out of compulsion. Not under duress. For your sacrifice, tell the person, for your sacrifice to be acceptable. Say, it must come out of faith. James 1:6, not wavering. James 1:6. Oh my God, time. But let him act in faith, with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of a sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. Second Kings 3. Let's read from verse 26. It's one of my favorite sacrifice stories in the Bible. But I don't like using it because it's not the kind of sacrifice I would like to use for example. But it's a good example. The king of Moab went to war against the king of Israel, Judah and Edom. And this thing happened. I want us all to read together. Let's go. One to go. When the king of Moab saw that the battle was going against him, he took with him 700 sword men to do what? To break through opposite the king of Edom. But they could not. So he took maybe 700 prayer warriors. He visited 700 mountains. He did all the prayer. for breakthrough. The breakthrough did not happen. Verse 27. Then, let's read. Then he took his oldest son, who was reigning in his place, and offered him for a burnt offering on the wall. And there came great wrath against Israel. And they withdrew from him and returned to their own land. Many Christians, no sacrifice. When he gave the sacrifice, he brought the strongest men. They couldn't break through. He brought the sacrifice. Everywhere was upside down. Everywhere was upside down. The person you are competing in your office is an Islamic mullah that wakes up, chants your name between 3, between 12 and 5 every morning, just chanting your name, chanting your name. At that time, you are smiling, you are snoring. You just woke up in the morning. My Lord and my God, I thank you. As I take go now, every power against me, let them fall. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Your sacrifice is not strong as that of your enemy. It will take grace for you to win that battle. Battles are of sacrifice. Many of us are lazy in the place of prayer, in the place of warfare, and the enemy is strong in sacrifice. Many people here cannot fast 12 a.m. to 6 p.m. They cannot. They cannot. When they are fasting by 9 a.m., they want to break their fast. Because you know morning food is called breakfast. By 12. Whereas the person is competing with has been on 7 days dry, has not seen the sun, has not seen the moon, has locked himself up somewhere, chanting and calling idols. What am I saying? When you are stuck, when things are not working, when it looks as if there is nowhere else for you, try a sacrifice. See what will happen. You have done everything. You have not sacrificed. It has not cost you. It has not cost you. That is why I laugh at some of you. Some people have been sacrificing politically for 30 years, 20 years. You just woke up today. You want to overthrow them. God help you. I will not want to talk about that because everywhere is politically tense. May God help you. By Twitter. God help you. If you have a political ambition, have a 12, 16 years plan. But let's come back home. Tell somebody sacrifice. What are you going to do about this? What are you going to do about this? Lift your right hand up. Just give you. Yalimo Kuria Lamazinda. Rabangan Dalimushida. Ye Yama Lamazida Gariagada. Yebelebo Kuria Namaza Dagada. Everyone that has sacrificed, everyone that has worked hard, everyone that has given resources, everyone that has given time, everyone that has given energy unto the Lord, your time of reward is here. Your time of reward is here. May the Lord remember your sacrifice. 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 In the name of Jesus. Let me close with Psalm 20, 21 to 3. Psalm 21 to 3. We are all going to read together. Oh yeah, let's go. 1, 2, go. May the Lord. Can we go? 1, 2, go. Okay, let's start from. To the choir master. A psalm of David. Let's go now. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob do what? Protect you. Verse 2. May he send you help from the sanctuary and give you support. Now read the next one. May he do what? May he remember all your offerings and have regard with favor for your burnt sacrifice. I pray for everyone here that sacrifice. Live a sacrificial life. Live a sacrificial life that has lived sacrificially. May the Lord arise and remember you. May the Lord arise and remember your children. May you not miss your reward. Your time of reward is now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or Mixlr audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.